whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. Mm-hmm. Verse 3. That person is like a tree planted by the streams of waters, which yields fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. I want to talk from this thought this morning. I'm on a new level. On a new level. I got to say it fast so I don't slide into it. Okay, don't do it. All right. I'm on a new level. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. All right. Blessed. Favor. Walking in the favor of God. Yeah. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But in his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever, I love that verse, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I'm on a new level. Most of us desire elevation for a new level. But some of us struggle because we ignore the lessons that prepare us for the new level. I was watching something on social media where this billionaire was talking about how hard it was for him to get his first million. But he said, once you get your first million, the second million is inevitable.
Come on now, all right.
Because you did all of the big changes to get the first one.
Yeah.
And I came to talk to two or three people that all of your issues are not financial.
Because the Bible did not
talk about in this entire three numbers of Psalms. It didn't talk about money. It didn't talk about bankrolls and incomes, cars and cash. But it says that the blessed one. I need to talk to some people in the middle of a faith series that will say favor series and say, I know that the favor of God is not dictated by what Capital One or Wells Fargo or Chase tells me that it is, but the favor of God on my life is dictated by the fact that I got a connection with somebody that can do better and bigger. I got somebody that doesn't, I can't call after a wreck, I can call him in the middle of it. I'm talking about while the car's still spinning, I can say, Jesus, do it. I don't have to tell him what to do, I don't have to tell him when to do it, but all I have to do is say, God, do it. And right then and right there, he will do it. How do you know that you're on a new level? Because you have to understand that you got to get ready. I know that y'all wanted to hear something spectacular. I know that you wanted to shout out in the middle of our all-white Sunday, and we're talking about celebration. But I came to tell two or three people that the Bible says that your gift will make room for you. But I came to talk to two or three people that your gift made room for you. But sometimes your character gets you put out. I need two or three people that understands that you can have the favor of God on your life, but the questioning of God will get you put out. I need two or three people to understand that you can have a check in your bank account and it still ain't enough to cancel all of the negative equity that you've accumulated over the last 2 weeks. I need two or three people that'll say, if it was money that would get me out of this, it would be easy. I need two or three people that'll say, if money was it, I don't even understand. You don't know how easy your issues are, because I need rest. I don't need sleep. I don't need nighttime to come. I need, when I close my eyes, that my brain shut off. I need. I'm on a new level, huh? I was told before by a person that people don't treat you how you deserve. They treat you how you demand. And that you keep trying to figure out why people are using and misusing you. But I came to tell two or three people that you can use me, but you won't miss. One of my quiet songs when I'm in the car by myself. I can't let everybody listen to it. Just me and the Lord all by ourselves. Yes. It's Janae Aiko say, I don't need you, but I want you. I need two or three people that's struggling between two fixes and trying to figure out which one is going to win out. I don't necessarily need everything that I want, but I want everything
that I need.
I need somebody that'll get in the middle of a storm and say, I'm on a loo. And guess what, y'all? I love this text because it helps me, because it pushed me towards Jeremiah 4 and 18 and 4, when he says that the vessel that he made of clay was new. It was marred, but he made it again a new vessel. And then some people trying to figure out why you changed, and you keep telling them, I'm the same clay, but I ain't the same person. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me this morning, because somebody keeps trying to talk to you and you keep saying you saved, and they keep talking about when you wasn't saved and talking about somebody that's saved as if they was never a problem. Don't understand what's being saved mean. If you saved in here, you got saved from somewhere, somebody, or something. Now, sin is sin no matter what you call it. It's still sin. Now, you can make it right in your own book, but the Bible says that he's coming to make the road. Y'all ain't coming to hear me. Because when you're on this new level, you're going to have to get right or get left. You're going to have to figure some stuff out. You're going to have to leave some stuff behind. Anybody with me ready to go to a new level? Let me give you the rules and guidelines to get to the new level. The first thing you got to do is you got to know what not to do. You got to know what not to do. This word, it starts off, says blessed is the one. Blessed is the one that who does not. See, most of us came to church and they told us everything was about what you didn't do. They told you, go, I ain't going to church, because then if I go to church, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do the other. The problem is that they waited all of that time, got all of that out their system, came to church, and found out the folks that they was hanging with was already in the church.
Come on now. All right.
Y'all don't want to hear me today.
All right.
The first real gospel artist that went on a national tour in major arenas was Kirk Franklin. And they told him he couldn't go on tour because gospel artists didn't do tours at that level. He went and found what then was not... He wasn't at the level he is now with Steve Harvey. He says, Steve, will you go on tour with me? You go and do this, and I'm going to come in, and I'm going to do my thing. You do your thing, and then I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
Him and Steve.
Yeah.
Steve said, well, Kurt, I don't think we got the same crowd.
Yeah.
You know, I say certain words in my comedy stuff.
Right. Yeah.
It's just not the environment for the church.
Right.
And Kurt told him something, y'all, and it's well documented. Kurt said, Steve, the same folks come to hear you on Saturday. Come hear me on Sunday morning.
All right, the same.
What not to do? This text walks us through it. First thing it talks to us about is about that you can't walk. You can't walk in step with the wicked. You can't walk with the wicked. What does that mean? That walking in step is rhythmic. It means that y'all so close, I can't tell the difference.
Oh my God. Come on now.
Between the two.
Yeah.
You walking in step. Left, right. Left, right, left. You in sync.
Yeah.
Y'all together. Y'all know my saying. We go together.
Come on, we go together.
We go together. You can't walk with everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. You know that godly wisdom rather comes from people that don't know God. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to say? Mm-hmm. You keep trying to walk with people, asking them what you should do, and know their life don't line up to what they've been telling you to do.
Oh, my God.
You in a payday advance line. They in a payday advance line. Telling you what Bitcoin to buy. David, if advice was good, I need two or three people that's with me. I need two or three people that's with me. And you can't walk in step with people that don't understand. Okay. Not only do you walk, not only can't you walk with them, you can't stand with them.
That's bad.
I love doing word searches, because when you research this word stand, it does not literally mean to stand up. It literally means to take a stand.
All right.
It literally means to take a stand. It means to cast your lot. It means that you're voting with them. Yeah. It means that you're in agreement with what they do.
Yeah.
And Judges says it like this, that there became a time where every man did what was right in his own eyes.
Yeah.
And some of us struggle because you're trying to go to the new level with self-justification as your right. You're trying to get the favor of God, and you're trying to make wrong right and right wrong. And right is wherever you are at that time of the day.
Yeah.
You clowning people that do the same stuff you did. When you didn't quit doing that, you can't do that and take that medicine. I need two or three people to understand. You can't do that and stay up all night. You got that medicine make you sleepy. I need two or three people to understand some stuff deliverance didn't come because of the Lord. Some stuff time moves. Same spot with the grandbabies. It don't look.
Come on, somebody.
After a while, you ought to be watching TV or something. You can't be every Saturday at the hole in the wall. You got the favor of God on your life, but you're standing with the people.
Preach.
You at the club handing out all white Sunday flyers. And you just finished dancing with everybody. Not one or two. Everybody.
My goodness.
Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. Not only can't you walk, can't you stand. Thirdly, you can't sit down. Or sit in the seat of mockers. It literally means this, that you can't break bread with everybody. You can't deal with everybody. People always use Jesus to justify. But Jesus dealt with sinners all the time. Yeah. He dealt with them, Taj, but he ain't sin with them.
Come on now. All right.
Y'all don't want to hear me.
All right.
When he showed up, the sinning stopped.
All right.
Jesus went and had dinner with Zacchaeus, but he ain't run with him to go start stealing people's tax money.
Come on.
My God.
Oh, y'all don't want to hear me today. You trying to go to the new level, but you want to learn every secret of how they got to. But they ain't no. I'm preaching better. Y'all saying amen. What not to do? Second thing, I'm getting out of here. Second thing you got to do. Verse 2 tells us what to do.
Come on now.
You can't walk, can't stand, can't run. What can I do? I'm glad you asked. First thing you got to do is learn how to delight. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord? How do I delight? You got to at least know it. Yeah, we can't be together and won't spend time with each other.
Yes.
Oh, y'all don't want to hear me today. We can text every now and then, but sooner or later, I need to know your voice.
Yes.
I need to hear you. You ought to at least pick up the phone and say, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, as my grandmother would say, hey, cat, dog, or something. You just say something. You ought to at least put a handle on it or something. God says, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord?
Yeah.
If you're going to a new level, you got to learn how to spend time with God. Sometimes you ought to just cuddle up. I know you want a Netflix. I know you want to check out the new series. But every now and then, you ought to see what's been said in the book. Every now and then. Because Netflix will help you get through the night. But this will help you get through your sleepless night. Come on, somebody today. Yeah, I understand I'm the king of binge watching. But every now and then, I mute the TV and turn over this and say, you know what weeping may endure?
Yes.
For a night. But y'all know that joy is gonna come on. Come on in the morning. I understand it. See, I didn't learn this on Netflix. I learned this in my delight. I learned in my delight that you meant it for evil, but God meant it for my good. I don't care who came up against me. My enemies, my foes, they rose against me, but they stumbled. Oh, come on, somebody. You feel people shooting at you, and you trying to figure out why they coming at me like they coming at me. I didn't learn it on Netflix. I learned it in a book that said that though the weapons be formed against me, but they won't prosper. No, they going to be formed. They going to shoot a couple of them. I ain't say they was going to miss, but they ain't going to get over on me. Y'all ain't going to hear me. You trying to figure out why your haters winning and you feel like you ain't getting up. David says, my foot almost slipped when I seen the prosperity of the wicked. But then I went into the sanctuary and I understood they ain't. They wasn't going to make it. See, that was in my delight. You keep trying to figure out, God, I don't know if you're going to ever send me somebody. But if you've been over to Genesis, he says it's not good for men to be alone. So you better get you somebody. Delight in the law of the Lord.
Yeah.
Grab somebody. Lord, help us. Oh, I got Bible for that. Judges, the people say, y'all, I'm finna give three people dating tips right now, Taj. I'm finna help them. The Bible says in Judges, I believe it's the last chapter of Judges, last two chapters of Judges. Judges, the women of Benjamin were trying to go out and get husbands. And the Bible says that the prophet told them, when you go out, don't just go out there. But he told the men, he says, every dancing woman, grab her. Y'all ain't trying to hear me today. See, y'all missed it. See, that's what the problem with us. We want the answer, but we don't like how it always comes. And sometimes the problem is your mouth closed. You ain't got your hands raised. You ain't praised God enough. And you ain't understood that because you ain't delighted in the law of the Lord. And you trying to figure out why ain't nobody hollering like you want them to holler. But you ain't raised your hands and said, to God be the glory for all of the things that he has. Not only do you delight, but you got to dwell. Who meditates on his law day and night. Some of us need to spend some time with it. Not only do you need delight in it, but you put some time.
Come on.
Put some time on it. When the last time you just, my favorite in the entire world, singing artist of all time. Anybody y'all want to bring her to the church? The number one person I want you to bring, Avery Sunshine. Avery Sunshine got a song called Doing Nothing. She said, let's do
nothing.
Let's just sit down and look at each other. Let's just do
nothing.
I love it, y'all. The whole song is about just come over and do. We ain't got to plan nothing. We ain't got to fix nothing. And sometimes with God, y'all keep trying to talk to him.
Yeah.
You just need to sit down and meditate on him and do
nothing. Yes.
Because sometimes we keep asking him to do new stuff, and you ain't set time and set in what he did the last time.
All right. Yes. All right.
You walked into the new. That's why we had a whole ribbon cutting ceremony. Because I wanted somebody to stop for a minute and celebrate. What have you done for me lately?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
How do you go to the new level? You got to change how you spend your time.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old folks say, I don't go where I used to go.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. When you dwell in something, I hate my analogies. While it ain't the best I got, though they all I got, my mind works the way it works. Because when you delight in something and you dwell in it, it should change you.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this analogy, but I got to go there because it's all white, son. It's celebrate. This is a celebrate. Can I go? Okay. I'm going with the people that's with me. All right. If you go to the store that sells spirits.
Hello.
I said, if you go. I ain't say you going. I say, if you go.
If you go.
If you go. And you go in the store.
Yeah.
And get you a spirit.
Yeah.
And bring it home.
Yeah.
And sit it Where your others, I mean, when sin is on the counter.
Yeah, where your others are.
It will not change your environment.
All right, that's right.
The only people that'll know you got it is the folks you let around you.
Yeah.
And in your space, because then they see it sitting out.
Yeah, all right.
The spirit don't take over you till you put the spirit
in. My God. Uh-huh. Okay. Bring it on, Pastor.
And you put enough of the spirit in you.
Yeah.
You won't walk.
My God.
How you used to walk. You all talk how you used to.
I need somebody to listen to.
I ain't got to be around you. You a text man. Your text won't read like they used to. And you'll spend some time in the spirit. But when you come out the spirit, you got to decide who you are. Because you engage in stuff when you're in the spirit. You wouldn't have done if you hadn't had the spirit. In you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to walk light, y'all. Y'all know I got a real raw one in me. And the problem is, I feel it in here today. When somebody from yesterday, when you had the spirit in you, contact you today, talking to you like you still got the spirit.
Yeah.
I'm not him no more.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that no more.
Yeah.
I need somebody with me. That's when you dwell in the spirit.
Yeah.
You change the way you talk.
Yeah.
You change the way you walk. Mm-hmm. You laughing at stuff and ain't nothing funny.
My God.
You sleepy and just woke up.
My God. All right. All right.
I would say you're running, ain't nobody chasing you.
My God. Yeah. All right.
The wrong song will send you into a whole meltdown. You start drinking, have you thinking about the girlfriend from the fifth grade that broke your heart that you never. I'm out of here, y'all. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get. I'm sorry. Am I making sense about dwelling in the spirit? Because when you dwell on it, it'll change your mood.
Yes.
Change the way you look at stuff.
Yeah.
You just start looking at pains on the wall. Them pains been out since you bought the paint from the store.
Yeah.
It's so nice. It's just beautiful. Where do we get that from? You just be. Nobody want to hear me today.
Because
when you're in the spirit, you just start thinking about it. People trying to figure out why you started shouting the way you shouted. Why you start waving your hand the way you waved your hand. Ain't nothing about my physical situation changed. Baby, I've been sitting here and I was thinking. What did you keep thinking about? Because see, when you, y'all, I'm telling you, when you first get the spirit, it don't change nothing. You just, it just hits you.
Yeah.
Okay. But when you get used to it, that was it right there. That was, you start talking to it. This is nice. I don't, where did y'all get this from? That's what happened when I come to church every Sunday. We just work up a lot. They just started off with one and then I just keep going. I was good when they started playing the song, but they kept saying, "For your goodness."
Yeah.
And my mind went away from where I was to where I am today. Yeah. And it's mercy. I kept thinking. And the more I think, I looked up, my hands was up. And I just started crying and wasn't nothing sad. I, my mouth started opening. You've been good to me. This is a nice God. This is a wonderful God. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. I could dwell in the house.
Yeah,
meditate on him day and
yes, sir.
We got to talk what you do, what you shouldn't do. Third and final thing, I'm out of here. Why should we do it? What's the benefits?
Benefits.
Everybody want a job, but you really want one with some
benefits.
This new level got some benefits.
Yeah.
That person, whoever that is, which leaves it open for you to put yourself in there. If you want to go to the new level.
All right now.
If you meet the requirements, on the job application, they have preferred and requirements. I mean,
come
they want
now.
You to do, and you got to be able to
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
But then after that, they got the benefits.
Yeah.
And if you are that person, let me tell you the benefits of it.
Yeah, come on.
First, you got to be like a tree. Planted
right,
by the rivers of water.
Yes.
What's that benefit? That's stability.
Come on now.
What is that? It, when you buy the rivers of waters, it makes you strong.
Yeah.
It makes your shoulders bow back. You can handle some stuff.
Stuff
that used to knock you over and make you question and make you run and make you doubt. It now just gives you something to shout about.
Yeah.
Some stuff that used to send you into depression, you just laugh at.
Yeah.
Because understanding this, that now I'm saved, you telling me about where I used to be, it's like you robbing my old house. I don't live there no more. Baby, take it. I'm glad you remind. I remember when we was over there. I remember. You better ask somebody. I need two or three people with me. I shout about the weird stuff. Find another church next Sunday. They gonna tell you some fake stuff. But let me give you some real. Sometimes I just shout about, I don't cuss like I used to cuss. No. People still try me like they used to try me. But every now and then, I just look at me. I wish they would have let you happen just now. You don't even know how safe you are. You was in a danger zone. But I'm stable because I'm like a tree. You tried to push me to the side, but I ain't just a tree. I'm by the rivers.
Yeah.
That mean I ain't got to go far to get my source. I ain't got to go far to get. No. I ain't got to go. You can't push me as far as you used to push me. Because see, some people will emotionally kidnap you. Kidnapping is taking unwillingly. They'll take you somewhere that you don't want to be. No, you can't take me nowhere because you got to move me. I'm solid. With me like you played him. The first thing you got to realize, the benefit is stability. The second one is fruitfulness. Which yields fruit in the season, whose leaf does not wither.
Yeah.
That on a new level, you got to get past that season of death and dying potential.
All right now.
You got to get past that season of lack and without.
Yeah.
Because the only difference between a shade tree and an apple tree is one of them produces some.
Come on now.
I need two or three people that understand that every now and then, if you're going to love and trust God the way you say you do, you need to have some fruit-bearing years. Because on the new level, you're going to have to produce something. You got to do something. The days of you sitting still, not doing nothing, was last level. If you're coming up, you can't do up here what you did down there. You know what I mean? It just won't do. See, they keep trying to tell us everything about relationships and you can't do. But the one thing they had right is you can't have girlfriend title with wifely duties. But you sure can't have wifely title and only keep girlfriend duties. Nobody want to give me that. You can't get all reward with no risk, and you can't get everything out and don't put nothing in. That's called stealing. When you go to the bank and you ain't put no money in, you start taking it out, you are stealing. You better learn how to bear some fruit. Yields fruit in season.
Yeah.
Which watch this. But you can't yield fruit, you don't have nothing in the ground. You can't be favored if you're not producing anything.
All right.
The only way that an untrained person knows the difference between a shade tree and a fruit tree is when it is bearing fruit. You trying to figure out why God is sending you through what he's sending you through. And the thing that God came to tell me is so you can get ready to produce.
All right. All right.
Because you go through, I need somebody to hear me today, that the pruning season hurts worse when you've been productive. Because some people don't never get cut off because they don't never produce nothing. But it's in the cleaning process.
Yes.
It's in the pruning process. It's in the time where people have God have to cut back on you. And you trying to figure, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. You was praying in your private time for God to take your enemies away. And some of your friends started walking out the door. And you trying to figure out why. But it was pruning time. And guess what? Pruning time always comes before production. Always comes before fruitful time. It doesn't say that you'll always be having fruit. No, that's not what he said. It didn't say that you was going to always have a sign of showing that you're making it. That is not what he said. He says fruit in its season. Oh, y'all need to hear me today. Yes, sometimes I need to tell two or three people, you try to figure out why you're not producing like you did last year. It ain't your season right now. But when it ain't your season, you should store up some stuff. You better get it together. You better get ready. Because when it comes time to stuff start coming out of you, you better have enough in you to make it through the season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's a word.
Stability, fruitfulness, the last thing that you, why you should do it, because of prosperity. Oh, I know. I ain't even going now. Because prosperity can be money. That ain't what this talking about. What this is actually talking about is the true raw meaning of prosperity. Money coming is one way God blesses you for prosperity. Prosperity literally means the hand of God is on you.
Yes, that's it.
Got his hand on me.
Yes.
And anything he doeth shall prosper.
Yeah.
Got his hand.
Got his hand on
me. You trying to figure out why you're going through what you're going through, but he got his hand. Come here, Job. The devil jumped up. God said, have you considered my servant Job? God said, the devil said, watch this, y'all. God says, have you considered my servant Job? The devil said, watch this, y'all. I want y'all to watch this. The devil says, I did, but you had a hedge of protection around.
Come on
now. Yeah.
The devil said, I went by there. I couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
No, I threw some stuff at it, but I had to get it over the fence.
Yeah.
Because you had some stuff in the way.
Yeah.
God said, well, I let that down. And you trying to figure out why God let it down, because he got you on display for some prosperity.
Oh, come on now. Yeah. Come on.
I'm through. I got to get out of here. I'm through. Stability, fruitfulness, prosperity. I once went to I was youth pastor and went to Atlanta to learn more about being a youth pastor. And while I was there, they went to Six Flags at Stone Mountain. Anybody know me? This was not my idea. I didn't volunteer to go. They had bought my ticket before I got there because I was going to go to the mall while they did that and then go do something else. I was with another pastor friend of mine now, and me and him was there, and I explained to him that this was not what I did. I'ma watch the kids.
Yeah.
Make sure when they come out they good. Right here. And we had been there a couple of hours, and he said, no, you're gonna get on this one, man. You gonna don't be scared. It ain't about being scared. This just ain't my thing, man.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
They want to do.
Yeah.
He made me get on the ride.
Yeah.
I'm in the line and I'm looking at this little boy in front of me, little boy looking at me. I'm looking at the little boy looking at me. I'm no help for the little boy because we both thinking the same thing. How can I get out of get on this ride? Little boy looking at me. He making me go too. We sit on the ride. We get there. We get the people in the front of us go up, go through the little dark tunnel, come back out, swivel around. They yelling and hollering. You hit them from over there. This is not helping me at the time. They finish. They get off the ride. People get off. Little boy get on. Little boy turn around, look at me. I'm still looking at him. Little boy tells his dad. He says, "Daddy, it's gonna get dark over there." His daddy said, "Yes, son, but we gonna make it." He said, "Okay, daddy, but put your hand on me." Daddy put his boy grabbed daddy hand, put his hand on him. Ride took off, and my preacher mind was running, and I had time because I was out of body experience because I was there, but I wasn't there. After we got off the ride, I walked over, asked him. I said, "Can I ask your son something?" He said, "Sure." I said, "Hey, son, Why you ask your dad to put his hand on you? He said, because I knew I was going to be scared. But when the ride got dark, I wouldn't be able to look over and see him. But I could feel him because he put his hand
on me.
How you made it through this last season? I know it got dark. I know it got toxic. I know you had to fight your way out of some stuff. I know you had to work your way through some stuff. But I just need two or three people that say, I'm just glad when the lights was on, he put his hand on me. And when he put his hand on me, I made it. Stuff I thought I'd never have to live through. I made it through a season that I had to give up some stuff I didn't want to give up and throw in the towel in some ways I didn't even think I had. But I'm glad that I made it. I'm glad that he seen me out of it. I'm glad that I'm. Sometimes my shout ain't because I won. I shout like the Dorinda Clark Cole. I'm still here. He didn't take me out. I've been fighting this fight all of this time, and I'm shouting because I'm still. I'm still here. Anybody besides me say, I'm still here. I'm still. I've been fighting this fight so long. I'm tired of crying. I cried my last tear. I cried my last time. I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of being woke. I'm tired. I'm on a new level. I don't cry like I used to cry on the last level. I don't weep like I used to weep on the last level. I'm tired of looking at my phone. I just don't shout. Just like a stain in my shirt, I'ma shout it out. Every time I look at it, I'ma shout. Every time I think about it, I'ma shout. Why? Because my soul looks back.
Oh, allergies. Oh my God.